everyone, and welcome back to Mighty Reds, the show where we get the thoughts and tap into the talents of some of our younger contributors. Harrison's already laughing. I don't know why, but he's already on one. So I'm Harriet Pryor, and once again, I'm joined by a panel of Harrison Verdon, Chloe Bloxham, and Tom Whitaker. And I think today we're going to lighten the mood, because do you think it's been a bit moody the last few days in Liverpool world, or have you stayed out of it?
Stayed out of it, mate. Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah. Well, not a certain world, like with the Champions League or World Cup game, but...
Oh, like Twitter is so toxic, isn't it? I have actually had a laugh though, because like so many people are fuming, aren't they? I'm just in the middle. I'm just like...
I'm sort of enjoying it because now everyone gets to understand like what I just go through every weekend.
Yeah. Why are you going through that every week? Oh, what, trying to get a ticket? Yeah. Oh, right. I thought you just meant the Twitter situation. I was like, you need to unfollow some people.
Getting abused.
But anyway, yeah, we're going to make things a little bit more positive and talk about match day experiences and young people in their first match day experiences and the impact that football has on the wider community and in particular on young people. So we had a little chat before this and I thought these guys would have really clear memories of their first trips to Anfield, but they've been very vague. But anyway, we'll ask anyway. So Chloe, can you talk me through a little bit about your first experiences and memories at the ground, who you were with, what match it was, if you remember, that kind of thing?
I can remember like bits and bobs of it. So like, I know that it was so hard to get a ticket for Liverpool, and I started going the women's game more than the men's because it was just impossible to get a ticket. But my dad had spoke about Anfield, my sister who was a massive Red, and my auntie and uncle had season tickets. So I think I was around maybe 9, 10, and my sister surprised me with tickets in the Carling Cup semi-final, and we played Manchester City. And I think I was in the Annie Road end, and Gerrard scores a pen that sends us through. And like, I can't remember it. Like, I can remember being excited because it's something that I'd always wanted to do, and I'd always wanted to go Anfield, but I'd never actually had the opportunity to. But now, being a season ticket holder, literally going all the games, it kind of, they all morph into one. You're just so excited for the next one that, like, you can't really remember. Like, even Barca for me, like, I can remember things from BT Sport because I've went back and watched it that many times that, like, how I actually pictured it in the ground is a bit gone. But yeah, my first game was City at home, and my sister taught me, my sister was a massive Red, and yeah, it was good atmosphere. It was good to look at the Kop, which I'm now in because now I don't get to see what it's really like, but back then, like, the Kop was so special, wasn't it? And you could look onto it. Yeah, so that was literally the early 2010s, so very good experiences.
How old were you in the early 2010s? This is making me feel very old.
Maybe like 9 or 10.